It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So here's how this works. Y'all have been writing us a bunch of messages. We take your problems, your issues, and throw them on the airwaves for everybody to sound off and give you some advice. We call it Show Wants to Know. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday. So if you want to chime in, the phone lines are wide open. The text lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. So this time around, a message came in from Rebecca out in Parker. She says, "Hey, JKJ, my name's Rebecca. I could really use your advice on a situation that my friend Jill is dealing with. Jill recently found out that her husband, Eric, has been commenting on an Instagram model's bikini pictures."
Oh, no, boy, Eric.
As one does, right? A mutual friend who also follows this model showed Jill that Eric commented on two different posts. So in one, he said, "Wow, beautiful." That was a quote.
Ooh.
The other, he said, "Whoever is with you is a lucky guy."
Oh, no.
Followed by a yellow heart emoji.
Well, at least it's yellow.
And I had to look that up. And the yellow heart.
It's friendship.
Thank
right?
God it wasn't a red one, yeah. Which is love. Yeah, yellow expresses joy, happiness, and friendship.
Wait, those, okay. Those mean different things?
Oh, yeah, those are all different. You look at them.
Oh, yeah.
So the yellow heart is friendship. So whoever is with you is a lucky guy. Yellow heart. Now, Jill is really mad and feels like this is crossing a line. She thinks it's inappropriate for a married man to make comments like that to somebody online. Well, she said an online hoochie mama, but somebody online.
It's not the model's fault, though.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault for
worried.
Being pretty.
Yeah, she's worried about whether she can trust Eric now and how often he might have done this without her knowing.
Dang.
It sounds like Eric doesn't think he did anything wrong. He says it was just a harmless compliment. He's not cheating. And he said that it's no different than Jill pointing out how attractive the actors are in Yellowstone when they watch that show together.
You know what? I mean...
He says it's okay to have a crush. Now, Jill has asked me if this is a sign that she should actually take things pretty far and leave Eric. Move on. But honestly, I don't know what to tell her. Should I tell her that this is a small issue that they could work through, or is this a bigger problem that should really start raising some red flags for Jill? She concludes by saying, "What advice can I give to help ease her mind or address this with Eric?" Put it out for your listeners. She says, "Thanks for your help. Rebecca from Parker." So
wow.
There you go, guys. Eric's been on the Instagram.
Yes.
Looking at the models.
I mean, as most guys do. Jill, I just want to put this out there for you. You do not want to be out here in single land. You don't. That's the thing is when you think about the online dating world, like there's ultimate options when it comes to women. And I think that social media in general, like guys are going to look. That's always been a thing, right? Guys are going to look. Yes, guys are going to look. And the yellow heart, I think, is very telling as well. If he put a red heart, maybe she could get a little. But even then.
It's just like a little friend thing. Like, hey, I'm being nice.
He is never going to get with that model. He's probably never even going to meet them.
The model's never even going to see what he comments.
No.
A lot of the time they have teams, first of all, that post the pictures for them and handle their socials. Odds are she will never even know who this man is. I mean, it's... I don't even know why. I don't know why he's commenting. But if he's trying to comment to get her attention, you're going about it all wrong, buddy.
He must be commenting because he feels pretty strong in his marriage, honestly. Like, he's like, what's the big deal? I'm just being nice to somebody online. Who else is he commenting?
He
might just be commenting on everybody's posts.
The second she finally responds, he's leaving her.
That's the thing. Yeah,
he's
right,
her.
Yeah.
He's
well,
got a
there
chance.
Is that.
I love
Eric's
the
got a
color
chance.
Yellow, Eric. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi. So what should Rebecca tell her friend Jill?
Well, I think it comes down to just, you know, rules and boundaries and things like that, you know, the typical relationship stuff. You know, I think that the fact that Eric is kind of even very weakly taking his shot at this model by commenting these things isn't great. So I think that it's worth having a conversation about it and just saying, hey, this isn't okay with me. You know, the fact that he commented twice on one model, you know, it's a little different than saying, you know, that actor on the TV screen is really cute.
Right. So. Somebody wrote in about that and said, comparing this to her liking a Yellowstone actor, nope, that's him deflecting guilt.
Okay.
Jill should take this as her sign to leave.
Yeah, and I think that might be a little extreme. I think it's worth having a conversation about it and saying, like, this isn't okay with me. You know, what if Jill's friends see that, you know, see him commenting on some other lady's Instagram?
It's a bad look, right? Yeah. It's a really bad look. Yeah.
On the public forum, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
like, wow, you're beautiful. Kristen, I have your vote down as just have a pretty serious conversation with him, right?
Yep.
Got it. I appreciate you listening
Thanks,
and
guys.
Calling in.
Thank you.
We do have a couple open phone lines, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off, phone lines are open. We have Shane. Hey, Shane.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hi. So what do you think about Rebecca's friend Jill and her friendly husband?
I think Jill should leave him.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Straight up leave him?
I absolutely do. Yes. Because if something this petty is cause for you to leave somebody, you're obviously not in it in the first place.
Okay.
Leave. Because you're going to find every excuse after this to say why you're unhappy and you're going to leave. Like, this is such a petty thing. People are on social media. People look at at women and men every single day.
It's in your face
every day.
It's
not a big deal.
The thing is, Shane, the thing is he needs a lesson in don't comment.
Right. Send that in a direct message,
just
right?
Don't comment. Not even that.
And
no.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like the comments are a little bit out of line, but that is something that you could, I feel, easily clear up. You just let them know, like, hey, this isn't okay. And yeah, like I do think it's a little different than Yellowstone because you're not talking to Kevin Costner every day, or you have no direct line to Kevin Costner, where these people, it's a little bit easier to get in contact with them.
More connected.
But just say that. Just say, hey, this is not appropriate. I don't feel comfortable with this. Please stop doing it.
Yeah.
Change clothes. And even if that is an issue with him, you could go to counseling. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to leave him because he liked a couple of pictures on Instagram, you're not in it anyway. If you're not committed to the relationship, like marriage nowadays is people, like once you're not happy, you get out of it. Girl, just get out then. You're not in it anyway.
Shane,
just
you make such a good point.
Wow, you're fired up. I love this.
And
this is
so
why we
right,
do this.
Though. So right.
Shane, I appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce line three, Josh?
Shayla. Shayla?
I'm not good with names. Shayla.
He's so good morning.
Good morning. I kind of had a feeling there was going to be a question of the pronunciation.
How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name?
S-E-J-L-A.
Oh, yeah.
He put S-H-A-Y-L-A.
Shayla, though. It's how you
Shayla?
Say it, right?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's how you say it.
Doesn't matter.
He was giving you the phonetic way.
Honestly, now it's just embarrassing for me now that we're talking about this.
No, that's hey. Okay. I heard you say, how do you say line three? So
yeah. Just making sure. What do you think Rebecca should tell her friend Jill about Eric?
Honestly, I think when you make a comment like that on someone's page, those are comments that are left for your spouse, right? Like, I would never comment on anybody else's. That's really going out of your way to write a comment. Like, that really takes more than one click of your thumb, right? You're really making the intention of, like, making sure that someone's going to see that, whether it's the model, someone's going to see it. So just kind of strange because you leave those comments for your spouse. But at the same time, with the way social media is nowadays, they're kind of fishing for those comments.
Yeah, right. They are.
How do we know that Eric's just not like a super friendly guy? Like, I need to know if he's commenting like on multiple posts every day and he was just being like, wow, beautiful.
I mean, but why does he need someone else to see that if his wife is at home?
Maybe he tells her, wow, there's beautiful all the time. See, I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
If he did, she wouldn't have told you guys about it.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of insecurity that's like looming around there that he can do it to that and not to her, because what the chance that this Instagram model might get back to him is probably a lot more likely than someone off of Yellowstone getting back to her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though if Rip contacted you?
I know.
You?
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
We're getting a divorce.
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
All right, Shayla, thank you for calling. We appreciate you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Shayla.
You're welcome. You
Bye.
Guys too. Bye.
Kisses, hugs, and kisses.
And
wow,
that's the
beautiful.
Difference too. Like, what if he just liked it and didn't comment? Is that different? Just to throw some love her way, but not actually take the time to write the comment? That
liking
was a
it
good
puts
point.
A red heart. Liking it puts a red heart.
It does. But
I still think you can't like it. You just got to look at it, smile, and move on.
No liking at all.
Swipe.
Huh?
Yeah. Keep swiping.
I feel bad though. I still just feel like he's a friendly guy.
You do.
I really
he's
feel
just
like
overly
he's just
friendly.
A friendly guy.
Overly friendly.
Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about
good morning.
This? Morning. Sound off.
I think Jill's a bit of a hypocrite. I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, she's trying to be super controlling of her husband. He's not blind. He, you know, has a right to, you know, comment and things. I mean, I get that she might feel a little insecure about the fact that she didn't know about it, but honestly, that model could be anywhere in the world. You know, I doubt that Eric's so independently wealthy that he's going to go, you know, track down this specific model that he gave a yellow heart to. Yeah. But if she's that insecure, then leave them and see if you can find somebody that's willing to let them control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let her control them.
Like, she's not going to get around this. Like multiple people have said that you look, this stuff is in your face every single day. So if you're insecure, you are going to have to get over it. Because, I mean, as soon as I opened my Facebook today with some girl in a bikini, and I'm like, I don't even know you. There you are in a bikini.
I thought that was the algorithm, Jared.
I mean, my husband wants to go. I mean, I'm married. If my husband wants to go and comment on some girl in a bikini, great. Have at it. I don't care. I know that he's in my bed at night.
Yeah, he is.
True.
And you're a freak in the bed from what
I
hear.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
that was somebody else, Jeremy.
We have an infant right now. There is no time.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're asleep in the bed.
Asleep. Yeah.
You're asleep in the bed.
That's so good.
Emily, thank you for making our morning. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Emily.
See you later. Oh, yeah. That's the worst when there's a baby in the room.
The baby.
Ain't no loving going on there. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. We got Michelle and Rachel, and then we'll put this to bed. What do you want to say?
It's morals and respect. I mean, if he can't respect her enough not to do something like that, then she should go find somebody that won't do that to her.
Okay.
Simple enough. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Michelle.
Done and done. She's like,
yeah.
I like
she's
it.
Like, that's
there
all
we go.
It takes.
Wash my hands
that's
of that.
All it takes.
Rachel, you get the final word.
All right. Yeah, I just think it's a lot more deep-rooted than that. My husband would never even be on a page like that, honestly.
That you know of.
Nope, that's exactly what I said. I think there are marriages out there that are a lot more stable and secure than any of these have sounded like to me. Married 21 years, five children, guarantee that is not the case with my husband.
How do you know? How can you prove that?
I just know. I don't even know how to explain it. Any human that knows my husband.
Does he have social media?
He's not even on social media.
That makes it a little easier.
That makes it easier.
He's just flirting with people at work then
that's
instead.
Intentional. Nope, that's intentional. I just want to say there are good men out there. That's for the record.
And so, Jeremy and Josh, there's two of them right here on this show, too, so we fully agree. We fully agree.
You guys are great, too. We love you, too. But I just want to speak for that there are men out there that don't even mess around with stuff like that.
I love you, Rachel. You're the best.
That's solid.
Kudos to you and your husband. Seriously, kudos. Kudos to you and your husband.
Yeah, seriously.
Bye.
Well, she makes a good point, though, because I'm thinking of a couple guys immediately who I'm like, they would never do that. You know, they would never do that. But then there's guys who I'm like, they do that all day, you know? I put up something in my stories where I'm looking for a comment from one specific guy, and it always comes. A few married guys love it in the messages and stuff, and you just kind of expect it from certain guys, right?
I would think so. I'm not
know.
A female out in the dating world, but I know guys. But yeah,
you just kind of expect
a lot of preverts out there.
Yeah,
but
Rachel was right. There are some solid gentlemen out there who wouldn't even entertain this kind of thing, and that's the guy I'm looking for. By the way, I just want to put that out there.
Just throw that out there. I'm gonna cast my vote.
Okay.
I think Eric should leave Jill.
Oh, and go for this model? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. Because even if this was sweet, even if it was just innocent, even if it was just him being a friendly guy, let's say, just innocent. Let's focus on innocent. Even if this was innocent, for the rest of his marriage, Jill is going to bring this up every time they have a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to drive him insane.
And it's her back pocket.
Every single time.
All
so.
Day.
My vote is for Eric to leave Jill so he doesn't have to put up with it.
I like that. I like that, actually.
Who's with me? Fellas?
I like it.
Anyone?
I'm with
Good
you,
Good luck out there. It's like Thunderdome in the dating world. I just want to
Can
say.
You believe I've been with Knick Knack for 20
years? I know,
years,
right? Look at you.
But Eric, trust me. Run, bud. Maybe. Run. Run. And I saw the picture. She was beautiful.
Was she?
Yeah.
Was
she? Model was pretty, huh? Really? A model was pretty, you don't say.
Shocker.
Imagine that.
Wow.
It's a very tiny bikini. All right, coming up, the fun will continue with a trending report. Well, first of all, thank you for everybody that called and texted.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We really love it when you guys do that, so thank you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.